Staying Hopeful Conclusions. Use this activity to help you remember the important things you've learned in this module. You can also use this activity to explain to someone else what you have been working on, for example, a parent or carer, and how they can support you. This module has focused on learning. Staying hopeful doesn't mean feeling hopeful all the time. It is normal and natural for hope to go up and down. Challenges will get in the way, but I can talk to people around me about these challenges and use their help and support. Good communication skills can help keep relationships healthy, and healthy relationships can help me to stay hopeful. I can keep using the skills I've learned in this program to keep staying hopeful. This module has focused on maintaining in my daily life, using hopeful and other things to keep up my hope and keep working towards my goals, for example, things that other people could do to help me keep using the knowledge and skills from this module. Talk to me about how they stay hopeful, even if things get tough. Help me to spot when I'm using my character strengths in my daily life. Help me to spot when I'm living in line with values that are important to me. Support me to work around problems that get in the way of my goals. And spend time with me doing things that make me feel hopeful, for example. Congratulations! You have made it to the end of Hopeful. Well done to you for taking this journey. But don't stop now. Keep helping your hope to grow. Turn to the next section to access more lived experience stories and learn about the Hope Library.